We're going to do... All right, so we're back on Pei Vav Amud Beis. We're starting a new sugya. So the new sugya is Boy Rav Abba Bar Mamal. Do you guys see that? Like,
what page?
86B. Yeah, Pei Vav Amud Beis. Right after the thing we finished last week. So Boy Rav Abba Bar Mamal. Bishu Yashenu Meis Mahu. So let's say that you are you're mevayish someone, and they don't have an opportunity. They're sleeping, and they don't have an opportunity to regain consciousness to experience their busha. So the Gemara wants to know what's the din.
Meaning, so they never actually have a conscious.
Right. No, but you do something that you do a your chovel them, and there's some boshas component to that. But they happen to be asleep. So if they had woken up, sure they would be. It would be like a regular chavala, and there'd be the boshes, but they never do.
Like, let's say you like slap someone who's sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, the convention. You know, traditionally, the way to interpret this gemara is you denude them, but not everyone holds that. It doesn't have to be that to me.
Yeah, well,
it could just be you slap them or whatever you do, and then when they wake up, you know, if they woke up, they would have a chavala, and they would be like, "What happened? He slapped me," and it would be there would be no question of what the story was. The point is, umes in this sense, well, maybe there'd be a question. Let's hold it in abeyance. What happens if you're not embarrassed at the time, but later? Okay, fine. But in this case, you never regain consciousness at all. So you never experience it. So the Gemara wants to know. So Rav Abba Bar Mamal wanted to know what's the din. So the Gemara says Ma kimi boile. So what's the question here? So Amar Rav Zvid Hacha kimi boile Mishim kisufahu vahamisle v'leisle kisufa odilma mishum zilusahu vahuzle. So there's two possibilities. So you look at Rashi, Bishu Yashain, he says, Biesh Adam Yashain. There's a lot on why Rashi has to explain that it's an Adam. Yeah. So it's a person that's sleeping. It's a person that's sleeping, but there are explanations for that, for why Rashi says that it's Adam. So Umeis. So it's Mitoch Sheinasa, Velo. Hakir bebashto sha'asalozeh mahu. So what's the din? So he never recognized the boshes that was done to him. So mahu, what's the din? So do you say mishim kisufa? So what does it mean kisufa? So Rashi says chafiyas panum, like you cover your face. Like that's like standard embarrassment, right? So if that's the case, the guy's dead. So he can't do that. Odilma mishum zilusahu vahauzle. So what does it mean zilusa? Rashi says shemazalzobo bifnei rabim vafal pishieno samalibo. So in that case, it's like he's mazalzal. Now zil. This comes from the shorash, you know, zil. Like it's like there's a devaluation, right? Mm-hmm. So he's devalued in the public space, and even though it's not something that he is ever going to appreciate, it still happened. Right, so that's the Iboya.
Haven't we already rejected?
Yes, so we'll get to the questions. Dead. Yes, all that. You're so, right. So yes, how is this redundant? Isn't this, isn't this the whole point that we said that these are two very different things and we wanted to know?
Aren't you not chayev?
If what?
If you killed the guy?
Oh no, the guy didn't die from the wound. Okay, the way to learn this is that the guy had a heart attack.
This is okay.
You did something that was, I mean, yes, you're right. If he died, it'd be different. If he died from that. This isn't like Hariga. This is like you're Mavayish him, and then he never woke up.
Wasn't the case with Aram all about, if it was, even if he was royal with it, it's not that his experience is really the social.
Fair enough.
Isn't that been a running theme of the sugya?
Well, the running theme of the sugya, let's get to that. The running theme of the sugya has always been that the actual nezek has to do with the public demotion. That's how we were learning the whole Indian of nezek here. So we'll get to what the Gemara is doing here, but we've never had a case where the person didn't experience the actual chavala. Didn't experience the boshes component, the actual I'm embarrassed component. Whether the tashlumei nezek was for something besides that, we've never had a case where the person wasn't.
Been cases by the arm, cases where the arm was already didn't mind being naked.
The cases where the Aram...
There's never a case where it was...
I mean, but it doesn't... But the Chavala itself, he might not have minded being naked. The question there was... We had a question of being Chovel a naked guy, whether they were a Barboshes. And we had a question of... But the question there was always had to do with demotion, I think. I don't think it ever had to do with experience.
Can we say that verbal embarrassment is
different? It doesn't. Yeah, that's not a chavala. Okay, but it's hard for me to remember exactly what we said all the time. So you'd have to remind me, and then I could try to see how I would play it with this. But anyway, so we're going to discuss that, because the point is, the bigger question really that I thought you were going to ask is we've sort of assumed one side of this argument already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've sort of assumed the side of the argument that says Mishum Zilusa.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, we've assumed it, and so how can the Gemara now, unless we learned it completely wrong, how can the Gemara now come and ask, well, maybe everything is Mishum Kisufa? Does that mean... So then what do we do with the fact that we've learned all these sugyas Mishum Zilusa? You know what I mean? Essentially, that's the Nezek. Okay, so I'm going to read through the sugya. We'll learn through the sugya, and then we'll go back and try to see whether it'll shudder and hold or whether it will fall.
You're saying within Rabbi Huda, was it that we're saying?
Yeah.
Or saying maybe we're actually passing the different Tana.
Well, that's tough. So this is what I'm going to try to do. I think to go back and then make this about a machlokas tanoim is going to be difficult.
Pretty crazy, yeah.
Because, then what's the Gemara doing exactly? Why is it, you know, you had that machlokas. Why would we just explicitly, it would seem strange that the Gemara would all of a sudden make what was implicit explicit to no ends. You know what I mean?
I mean, right. We didn't really have any way of knowing when we picked which Tana to learn the Sugya, like,
yeah,
really, like, have a way of knowing that we should have picked that Tana.
No, that's true. In other words, no. I just, the truth is, it's impossible to, you know, the truth is, what we did was we went with a model of Nezek that makes sense for Boshes. That's what I did. I said, this model makes sense for Boshes in terms of Nizke Mamun, in terms of Hefsid. So we used that model. But the question is this a confrontation with those suppositions? Is this embarrassing the argument? Or is there another way to do this? But let me learn through, because we're very early in the sugi here. Let's just at least read it through. So one way is maybe this is the Iboya, is do we say the Amora here is wondering whether this is Kisufa or Zilusa? So then you have a Braisa, Tashma. Rebbe Meir Omer Cheresh V'Katan Yesh Lahem Boshes. Shota ain't lo boshes. There's a braisa that says cheresh and katan, they have a boshes, but a shota doesn't have boshes. So the Gemara says iamros b'shlama mishum zelusa hainu diktani katan. So if you say, if you're going to learn that braisa that zelusa is the reason that you're chayev, so it makes sense. Because the braisa says a katan you'd be chayav for, right? And a katan doesn't have, I mean, at this point, the katan may not be a barboshes. The Gemara will deal with the Rav Papa thing about maybe they are. But if you hold a katan isn't a barboshes, doesn't have the kisufa, isn't actually embarrassed, so it makes sense, mishum zilusa, that you'd include the katan. Say, yeah, katan's barboshes because I don't care what he experiences. The fact is, he's a bar zilusa. He could, like when we made that distinction, the katan, in fact, could have some sort of defamatory... you know, there could be a defamatory implication to embarrassing him in terms of economically, you know, his ability to be, you know, the cabana boy at the beach club. If he's, you know, they don't think much of him, he's not going to get that great job, right? So that's possible. But if he's not a bar boshes, you know, if he doesn't experience boshes when other people invite him, then there's no kisufa. Ela e amros mishum kisufa katan bar boshes hu, right? Exactly as we've said. Elamai mishum zilusa afilu shota nami. Okay, fine, but if you're going to hold that the whole Bryce is talking about zilusa, so then a shota should be, you should be chayiv on the shota too, because a shota could have a zilusa, right? Even if he can't experience it, there could be a zilusa. So the Gemara says, Amri shota ein lecha boshes gadola mizu. Says that the shota, there's no greater both, like, he's already, there's nothing publicly, there's nothing that could happen that would make, that would
he
reduce.
Can't get lower economically.
Yeah, there's nothing that could really, if he's really a Shota, there's nothing that could, that's public, there's nothing that could happen reputationally damaging that would impact his earning potential beyond the impact of the fact that he's a Shota. The fact that he's a Shota would overwhelm any other variable. That would be the complete rate limiting step to his earning potential. So it says Mikol Makom Nifshut Minei Dimishum Zelusahu. Right? So yeah. The E Mishum Kisufa Kutin Bar Kisufahu. So it has to be Zelusa, and it must be that the Shota can't go any further from terms of Zelusa, and that's why you're not chayav for them. Because a cotton can't be a bar kisufa. And then the Gemara says, "Kida amar of papa de mekamu leomi kalin." No, it's a cotton that if other people embarrass him, he will be embarrassed. In other words, it's a cotton that will be embarrassed by what other people do, huh?
Sophisticated cotton.
Yeah, it's old enough to be to actually. Experience to be makir boshes, to, you know.
We've already had this idea before, right?
Huh?
We've already had this idea of a cotton. There's two different types of cotton.
Yeah, there's some that could be, you know, this is a question of whether he gets it. Like, if somebody makes fun of him, will he be embarrassed? Right? So then the Gemara says, "Hachinami de mekam uleyim mikalim." So this is the case here. The cotton, maybe it is, maybe kisufa is the thing, and the cotton is a cotton that is embarrassed. So therefore, the cotton and the cheresh are chayev because they're bar kisufa, and the shota is not. So the question is, the shota excluded because he's not a bar zilusa, or because he's not a bar kisufa?
Either way.
So then Rav Papa says, Rav Papa Amar Hacha Kami Boile Mishum Kisufa Didehu Vaha Mayasle O Dilma Mishum Boshes Mishpacha. He says, no, really the Iboya is not about whether he is a bar kisufa, it's about whether there's this thing called Boshes Mishpacha, where the family is embarrassed. Now, Boshes Mishpacha is not a concept that you find. It's not a very promiscuous idea, because I think the only other time you find it, and I wouldn't know this except Rav Moshe the Dibros has it. It's a Gemara in Ksuvos that talks about Boshes Mishpacha. Samach Vav Amud Aleph, I think. But the question is, what does Boshes Mishpacha mean? So Rav Moshe, I mean, I'm making my way through the Dibros, it's a challenging piece. But Rav Moshe tests different ideas of what this could mean, whether this means that the family is the Mizvayesh, or he doesn't think so. He thinks it more has to do with the person, I think he's saying, being makbid on the Mizvayesh himself, being makbid on what will happen after he dies in terms of the family being embarrassed, but it's really the boshes of the guy that died. He's makbid on his family. I mean, we'll do the Rav Moshe when we do it.
This is a cut.
No, boshes. We're talking about boshes mishpacha. We're talking about in the regular case. In every case, when we say a regular person that forget the cotton, forget the brisa.
That's here, right?
No, but the Gemara just started with an iboya, bishu yashen umes. Okay, then they brought the brisa. The tashma was whether a cotton has boshes or shota has bo. That's different. But Bishu Yashen Umeis, right? If you is the test case for why you chayev, then you have to apply that back to the brisa.
When we said Hachanami, the Mikalim, so that was referring to the.
That was referring to the bright. In other words, that was saying that in the brisa, if you hold kisufa is the reason you're chayev in terms of the iboya of the amora, right? So you could still, kisufa would survive as a reason, even with the brisa. In other words, they wanted to know, could the brisa prove which one this is, kisufa or zilusa? And they work it out that either one, you can't prove it. Because you could say kisufa and just say the cotton has kisufa, the shota doesn't, right? Because of the Mekamulei Mekalein. Mm-hmm. Or you could say Zilusa, and you could say the Shota doesn't have Zilusa. Even though you might say, oh, they do. No, there's nothing lower. So it doesn't prove anything. So then the Gemara says, okay, so Rav Papa, without rejecting that, as a doesn't resolve whether that's the Iboya. Maybe that's the Iboya. And then the Gemara just goes on, okay, how about this? Rav Papa says, no, a different pshat. He says, it's Mishum, the Iboya of Rav Abba Bar Mamel is not about Kisufa Zilusa. It's about Kisufa Didei or Boshes Mishpacha. Right? So then it says, Tashma, Cheresh V'Kotten Yeshlo Boshes Shoten Einlo Boshes. Right? Same thing. If you want to say boshes mishpacha, okay, it makes sense. A cotton has boshes mishpacha. Cotton bar boshes hu, same problem. So it says, but in terms of boshes mishpacha, you'll say that the shota you should be chayav also, right? Because you're embarrassing the family of the shota. So then the Gemara says, so the Gemara wants to say, so how would, if you hold Boshes Mishpacha, that wouldn't work for this Brisa?
This is a side question, but it goes back to what you were saying before about where Moshe's trying to figure out Boshes Mishpacha.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it'd be the second way where the guy is mopped on.
I agree.
Family.
I mean, this is. It's definitely not impossible. He does it.
My limited understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
I must be missing something.
No, he has a very. He spends a lot of time explaining.
Is he working through? He bringing it about the cotton can have it and the.
You bet he does. Not only does he bring it through, he brings it through considering each three ways of understanding what boshes is. So he has the three variables of boshes: tashlumi hana, nezek, or a thing in itself, and then he has kisufa, zilusa, kisufa, boshes mishpacha, and boshes mishpacha according to each of the ways. And then going back and learning each of the cases. So it's pages. Yes, he thought of it too.
Okay.
And he has a good reason why our way, the way you're thinking intuitively, is impossible too. And I'm not going to do it now, but he has a pretty smart thing observation he makes. All right, so, but anyway, the Rav Moshe is a different thing. Maybe we'll save the Rav Moshe, because we're going to get deep into the sugya. We're probably going to save the Rav Moshe for Lag BaOmer. Because... it's the Dibros is its own.
Are you going to do a...
Yeah, yeah. Is that Thursday night?
Okay, is it actually...
Okay, so if you hold Boshes Mishpacha... Okay, so then the Gemara says, if you hold Boshes Mishpacha, so then if Fila Shota Nami, right? The Shota should be... you should also be Chayav for the Shota. So Shota, again, Ein Lecha Boshes Gedola Mizu. That's it. So there's no boshes mishpacha because
already walking embarrassment first there.
So mikol makom nifshet minei mishum boshes mishpacha. So that it survives. So then it's kind of strange the way the Gemara expresses itself. It doesn't say nifshet, we say mikol makom. It's almost like it doesn't want to do it. You know what I mean? Mikol makom nifshet minei. Yeah, this isn't perfect, but it seems to survive. And in each of these cases, so it seems to survive. Mishum nifshem minei mishum boshes mishpacha di mishum kisufa katan bar kisufahu. But then the Gemara says Amar of Papa in the mekamulei mekalim. So wait, we could go back and it could be kisufa di day. So then the Gemara brings this brisa, which creates a lot of controversy. It says Vat. So now we're back to we can't resolve it.
Struggle really?
Huh?
It's like an equal struggle.
Yeah.
Really.
Both sides. You can't resolve it with a brisa. Mm-hmm. But then this brisa. Vahatanya Rebbe Omer Cheresh Yeshlo Boshes Katan Ainlo Boshes Katan Pamim Yeshlo Pamim Ainlo. Oh, so now there's a brisa that says sometimes the katan has it, sometimes he doesn't. That doesn't seem to be talking much about, but like the Rush says, this can't be talking about Zilusa or or Boshes Mishpacha because now Pamim Yeshlo Pamim Ainlo. Hadim Mekamulei Mekalim Hadim Mekamulei Velo Mekalim. So now it says. That there's that pamim yeshlo pamim ein lo. One in one case they the cotton can recognize, in another case he can't. So that is talking about kisufa. So it would seem to be that
the same cotton, right? Not like
yeah. It's talking about
one cotton.
Well, it's saying that that when it says yeshlo and ein lo, it's talking about two different ones, one that can and one that can't. But the implication is the one that can't is in that case you're not chayev. for Boshes, which can't be Boshes Mishpacha or Boshes or Zilusa, because you would be. So the implication is you can't say Zilusa or Boshes Mishpacha. So the implication is the way that the Rush and Tosas learns the Maskana of the Gemara is we must hold Kisufa and not Zilusa or Boshes Mishpacha. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns as a suffix. But it would seem that the Brisa is the Maskana is that the Brisa is going according to the Kisufa side. Yeah. All right. So the first thing to do is the following, actually.
Just a question on Shachar Tar.
Yeah.
So first, to try and prove that you can't, the Kisufa is not possible. You say the Katan is.
First, they're trying. They have a Maho. What do we do? Is it Kisufa or Zilusa? You smelling something? Yeah, it's cigar. It's me.
Oh,
I had a cigar before I got here.
I'm really enjoying it.
All right. Sorry.
It's like kind of appetizing me.
So the you smoke cigars? You should. They're horrible for you. So the Gemara wanted to know what's the halacha. Are you chayev or not? Bishu yashen umes. So then it said there's two possibilities. So then it tries to figure out which one of those possibilities are you chayev for with testing it with these brises, because the brisa has a case where you're chayev and a case where you're potter. So the Gemara was just trying to resolve with a brisa, is it Kisufa or Zilusa? The first two brises didn't prove anything. But the third brisa incorporated Rav Papa, basically, his position of Pamam Yesho, Pamam Einlo, and basically suggests that it's Mishum Kisufa.
How does everything suggest it's Mishum Kisufa?
Because if you have Pamam Yesho, Pamam Einlo wouldn't go with Zilusa or with... For a cotton, wouldn't go with Zilusa or with Boshes Mishpacha. You'd always be Chayev Zilusa or Boshes Mishpacha with a cotton. The only thing that changes with the cotton is the Chafiyas Panim.
Oh, so we're saying it's a fact that Katanim
are not. Yes, yes, that's the Brisa. Third Brisa. They could have brought that Brisa first and just ended it, but they had these two others and then this one. But not everyone holds that. The Rambam holds it's still a suffix. Well, and there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that goes against this. And that's Tosfos brings out. We'll do that. We're going to do the whole Gemara in Sanhedrin. That sugya is an amazing sugya. But first we have to do...
It's not because it's Zilusa then.
Well, it's not that it's not Mishim. Well, this is the thing. This is the first thing we have to do. The first thing we have to do is understand what is this Kisufa Zilusa business. It must be the
time
because of Yontif. The first thing we have to do is figure out the Kisufa Zilusa business. Oh, it's not going on? The first thing we have to do is decide the Kisufa Zilusa thing. What is the difference in those positions? Not in terms of Sfera, but what you know, in terms of just our understanding of how exclusive they are. So if we say that Zilusa and Kisufa mean, or Boshes Mishpacha and Kisufa means the person being embarrassed versus something defamatory that happens that has momentous implications, either for the family or for the person himself. If we take those to mean those two exclusive things, then we sort of have a problem of we kind of litigated this already in a way. We attributed those positions to Tanoim. So what is, you know, are we just trying to do that again? Are we just stating something that is was already kind of considered? Or, so that's one possibility. Or, is there another possibility? So this is what I thought. Does everybody know what a Punnett square is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. So let's take...
Where is it?
A Punnett square? Where you have two chromosomes, right? And you have...
Oh, possibilities.
Yeah. You have two chromosomes, and you have two possibilities on each chromosome.
A,
for
A, B, B, A, B, B.
Got it. All that. So let's take Kisufa and Zilusa as variables. Okay, Kisufa and Zilusa as variables that are each on their own chromosome. All right, and so let's see what all the possibilities.
You want the board?
Huh?
You want the board?
Yeah, maybe. Do we have the board?
Yeah.
Can I write on it?
Light. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Alright, so I don't know if this will tape well, though.
Well.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if it'll tape well, because I'm going to...
Use the board.
Okay. Alright, so I'm not going to be able to write the... who knows how to write...
Punnett square?
No.
Says Ha'amar Vatanya Rabbi Omer.
Did I mean of the two variable Punnett square thing? Is when you look at all the possibilities, we only have three of four. There are four possible combinations of alleles here, right? There's plus minus, minus plus plus, minus minus. We're missing one. The Gemara tests every but one. So that allows us to protects us from falsifying the notion that Zilusa is always required. So I'm going to posit that Zilusa is always required. It's a sine qua non. Without Zilusa, there's no question. The question is, do you require Kisufa, Kisufa also? Right? So then the whole question becomes a question of, in addition to the Mamonis, right? The Mamonis you have to have. Tashlume Boshes is part of Chavalah, and it's Nezek. And to have that, you need the Mamonis part. And that's the Zilusa. Okay, or the Boshes Mishpacha. And we'll have to explain what does that mean. But that's the Mamonis part. The question is, do you also need an experiencer? Okay? So even with the Hefsed, do you need an experiencer to be Chayev Tashlumei Boshes? And that's the variable of Kisufa. Chafiyas Panim. Do you need someone? Does it have to be realized? Okay? So that's where we start the sugya. So now we go back and do the sugya. So we start with the notion that these are, we don't have to retest the question of whether there's exclusivity here and whether the whole Gemara is just wondering about mamonis versus experience. That's not what's happening. The question is, when there is a mamonis phenomenon here in terms of boshas, does there need to be something more? Okay, and we can talk about, I think there's good reason to believe that there should be, and we can, you know, for next time talk about why that would be from what we know about boshas. Then we need to understand what is the machlokis Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid holds that the whole question here is the guy's asleep, let's say he's in a coma. I think the easiest way to learn this is not that you hit him and he 5 minutes later he dies. The guy's in an extended coma. There's plenty of time for word to get out. Word gets out, there's a Zilusa, right? This guy has got slapped. Okay, there's a Zilusa that happens, but this guy never realizes it. So according to Rav Zvid, that's good enough if you hold Mishum Zilusa, even without Kisufa, you're Chayev. So the real Chiddush is not the Kisufa, you know what I mean? The real Chiddush is can you say even without the Kisufa that you're Chayev, right? There's no experience. So then, according to Rav Papa, that doesn't work. Just Boshas, just the Zilusa of this guy that never wakes up isn't enough. So he introduces this concept of Boshes Mishpacha, which broadens the catchment.
He doesn't hold the cotton can do that.
No, he does. He holds the cotton would be good for Boshes Mishpacha too.
No, I meant without Boshes Mishpacha, the cotton itself, which everyone else tries to bring as a proof.
The cotton himself could
others
be...
Others try to
yes.
bring cotton
No, the cotton... That cotton is perfectly fine for Boshes Mishpacha. No problem.
I mean Boshes Mishpacha.
Huh?
I mean just without Boshes Mishpacha.
Kisufa, no. The cotton may or may not have it. If you hold Kisufa, right. You stand or fall with cotton. Unless you hold the Makalim, but otherwise, no Kisufa. If you hold Kisufa as far that it's a requirement, then cotton is your test case. Shota's for sure out, because he doesn't have any Kisufa, everyone agrees. He may not even have Zilusa. Cotton is for sure Zilusa, maybe not Kisufa. But the question is, what is the mount?
No,
so the
Khan is not for sure Zilusa.
He's for sure Zilusa.
Yeah,
for sure.
Established that in the beginning.
Nobody, no doubt, Khan's
Zilusa.
So
then, why does Rav Papa have to go further then?
Rav Papa, no, because Rav Papa, because the Brisa says Khan Yeshlo Boshes. Right. So it doesn't say conditionally. There's just one Brisa that makes it conditional. You're saying, why does Rav Papa argue on his own thing?
Yeah.
Because he's just talking about that statement that Mekamaleu Mekalim is just pointing out. The Mekamaleu Mekalim is just pointing out that there's different types of katana. Right. Rav Papa has his own svara, though. Rav Papa's understanding of the Iboya, he argues on Rav Zvid. His point is that whatever Rav Zvid was trying to introduce as a concept, according to Rav Papa, was not enough to make you chayev. Bishu Yashin Umeis, Zilusa itself wouldn't be realized with this guy never waking up. He introduced this concept of Boshes Mishpacha to answer, obviously, what he felt like was a deficit in Rav Zvid's. He kept Kisufa Zidei.
Did you try to explain Rav Zvid?
He's arguing on Rav Zvid. Because he's saying Rav Zvid holds that it's Kisufa Zidei versus Zilusa. Rav Papa says, Kisufa Zidei, you're right. Fine, that's one side. But it can't be Zilusa. It's got to be Boshes Mishpacha. So Rav Papa and Rav Zvid have a machlokas over whether Zilusa is enough or whether you need something else. So Rav Papa introduces this notion of Boshes Mishpacha. Now our job is to understand what is the machlokas Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. What is the difference? What's the nafkamina between Boshes Mishpacha and Zilusa? What? How would you even figure that out? We don't even know what Boshes Mishpacha is.
Is there nafkamina? So
the first thing we're going to see, there's an Ibn Azel that, I mean, it's not easy to pin down a nafkamina between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. There's no psak here. The whole sugya ends in a niboya. Okay? But the point is, we have to come up with a model for what Boshes Mishpacha is. And the first thing we have to do is decide whether we think it means that the family is the mizvayish, or whether the guy is still the mizvayish, but it's just a question of whether these other people can collect on it.
If he's makbid on not only his cup, but also their cup.
Something like that. Now, I say that we learn that this, that like Ari is saying, that Boshes Mishpacha actually means that there is a broader group that is that they're the mizvayish in this case. Yeah, I think, and I. But then you're going to ask a question: what kind of notion? What kind of economic entity is a mishpacha? Where do you see that? Huh? You know, you're in Chovel, the number one. They're not an economic entity. They're a bunch of people. So what do you mean Boshes Mishpacha? Okay, so that's the problem with it. And you know, Rav Moshe has a lot of reasons why he thinks that's problematic. I mean, because he said you pay, then you should always have to pay the family, Rav Moshe says. Oh, fine. So if I hit you, then I should go pay your family members too. Not just you, everybody. Okay, fine. I can deal with that. Right. But you have to answer those things. So the real beginning of the sugya is the machlokas Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. That is the sugya. What is Rav Papa doing? What's Rav Papa adding? So once we have that, then we can go back and look at the Rambam and look at the Rush, and we have, and then Tosfos, and then go over to Sanhedrin and see a totally different way. All right?